Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Yuri Astapiuk. He oversees the global operations for Logistics Plus. Yuri, it's been nearly a year since we last had you on Business Spotlight. Could you remind our listeners who you are and how you came to join Logistics Plus and your current role with the company?
Yeah, so I started with LP exactly about 14 years ago. I came on board on the recommendation of one of my mentors, a professor from Edinburgh University who was friends with Jim, and I started working in operations and in the warehousing side. And over the first few years, I've bounced between the warehousing operations, international operations. A couple years later, I started at Logistics Plus Exports Department, and then held many different roles within the organizations. My current role is overseeing all of the global operations for Logistics Plus. As a company, we are over 500 employees. We're present in about 32 to 34 different countries with approaching 50 offices altogether worldwide.
Did you ever think that when you started at LP, you would be here 14 years later?
Definitely not, actually. I wasn't sure if I wanted to stay in Erie, maybe consider that to be as a stepping stone. But, I wasn't a big fan of the logistics industry in general at first. But, you're only as good as your last shipment, and there is a lot of unpredictability. But just, over the years, I've had a total 180, and I've come to absolutely love the industry and love the company and the culture. And, been very happy and, has had a tremendous opportunity to grow, with the company as well.
As the head of global operations for Logistics Plus, what's new with your U.S. operations as it relates to import and export activity around the world?
Just overall, LP has experienced a tremendous amount of growth worldwide and in the U.S. as well. We've added new locations in Boston. We've beefed up some of our operations in Dallas, and we have larger operations in Charleston, Houston, LA, as well as additional warehousing in Ontario and San Bernardino. So overall, there's been a steady growth, but in many different sectors, whether it's warehousing, whether it's fulfillment, whether it's importing or exporting, or even domestic. Our sister company, NTL, which is an asset base that is doing extremely well with our own asset side as well as brokerage. So overall, LP's growth domestically has been across multiple business units, multiple divisions, and multiple industries.
Yuri, anything new to report regarding your operations outside of the U.S.?
Yeah, over 2018, we have, again, pretty aggressively expanded in Southeast Asia, partially due to the work that we do for one of our largest customers, WeWork, as well as Google. But another part is just, some of the current trade wars and tariffs, and those have a pretty high impact on certain organizations, certain companies in the United States. And what they are currently doing is transferring some of the work, transferring some of their buying into some Southeast Asia countries, basically outside of China. And that has promoted a lot of our growth in these regions and on these specific trade lanes.
Yuri, do you have any new offices in new countries?
We have opened up representations in Thailand, Vietnam, working very actively in Japan, and opened a representative office in Japan, and have our own representation in Korea as well.
Are there any specific regions where Logistics Plus is more effective than others?
Yeah, I mean, as far as LP's uniqueness and effectiveness is, we are able to scale up very fast rather than, our decision-making process is very flat and it's very aggressive. So if we need to develop a certain structure or open up a certain office or chase a certain opportunity, we do it on a fly. We do it very fast, and sometimes that decision is made in a hallway by a quick conversation rather than having a big meeting and a long discussion about it. So, that's one thing that has been very steady for Logistics Plus is just how aggressively and quickly we are able to get our hands under opportunities.
When you talk about growth like that, it really just boils down to meeting your clients' needs, right?
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, a lot of this boils down to the people that we have. The people that we have is the biggest and the best asset that Logistics Plus has. As you know, being in a service industry, there is no, tangible product that we have, or, our product is our people, and our people are our operations folks are the people that deal with our customers on a day-to-day basis. They make their problems go away, and that's the uniqueness of LP. That's what the company is built around.
Tariffs, duties, and trade compliance are all hot topics right now. How does Logistics Plus help importers and exporters navigate these complex and ever-changing challenges?
Definitely, great question. This has definitely affected the U.S. trade lanes significantly. And, LP has been at the front of all of this. And LP has been, very active in working with our customers, relooking at and guiding them through some of these regulations, letting them know about the tariff levels, helping them with different types of classifications, helping them with different types of cases that they present to U.S. Customs when they feel that that tariffs should not apply to their product. But also one of the things that LP has done is that through some of our connections in other offices, we have guided our customers into, manufacturing countries like India and Vietnam and Thailand that have, that have been impacted by tariffs a lot less than specifically China. So definitely we have been very, very active and involved in the whole tariff issue that we currently have.
In your estimation, do you think that Logistics Plus is over those difficulties, or do you think this administration is headstrong with their approach?
It's hard to say. In my opinion, I think that the things will slowly improve. I think that there are certain signals of kind of the trade war going away a little bit. And is it going to go away in a full effect? Probably not. But it seems that this trade war doesn't really benefit anyone. And it is hurting China. It is hurting certain segments of U.S. economy. So overall, there seems to be more willingness to some type of a compromise. So just my humble opinion, I think that that it will start getting a little bit better. And some of these tariffs and restrictions will lessen.
Are you seeing that your clients are feeling better about this situation?
Well, as you've mentioned, this current administration is somewhat unpredictable. So there is a certain level of uncertainty in the industry. There is, it affects a lot of companies' buying patterns. It, forces them to go to even more towards the just-in-time inventory rather than, having a larger stocks of their products or raw materials available. So it's difficult to say, but, over the next few months, I think things should start normalizing. And the one very interesting thing about being in transportation and logistics is that we're usually a very good indicator of the economy because everything has to move. Everything in this office has moved from somewhere. And usually we can tell based on certain trade patterns of how the economy is doing, which sectors are doing. And, it's the economy is still strong. So a lot of the market volatility is it's more political than it is economic.
Yuri, is there optimism that the worst is behind us?
There's certainly optimism. The administration certainly tries to at least showcase itself as business friendly, and some of the current moves will benefit certain U.S. segments long term, and so again, kind of the time will tell. But overall, Based on what we are seeing, the economy is remains strong. The demand and supply remain strong, and international trade, although impacted, is there aren't any significant swings in it.
What do air and ocean rates look like right now, and how does Logistics Plus help shippers avoid paying more than they should for international shipping services?
The air and ocean rates have been relatively stable for quite some time now. One of the major indicators is the oil price. And the oil price being low has kept the rates relatively stable for a pretty long period of time. And what that does is that, it takes unpredictability out. And, the importers and exporters can, they can count on certain levels. They can budget based on that. They can make their calculations on profitability and then stick with it. So, they don't see some major swings up and down, which, in turn can put them in a plus or in a minus, since the, transportation piece for certain customers and for certain products is very high, very high as far as the percentage. So, definitely it's been a somewhat stable market and should continue to be as well. There is definitely capacity. Fuel being stable and low kind of, actually benefits the global trade.
Yuri, the Chinese New Year is coming up next month. How does that affect imports to the U.S., and is there anything special Logistics Plus does to help importers keep their supply chains moving during this event?
Yes, and that's a great question. We actually start preparing and worrying about Chinese New Year in mid-December. And during Chinese New Year, majority of the country actually shuts down, except for some of the critical portions of the economy. But outside of that, it's definitely has a major effect. So what LP tries to do is we try to get ahead of every purchase order, try to get ahead of every customer need that they may have, and try to move it prior to the Chinese New Year, or have it already, booked and situated so it is ready to go as soon as the Chinese New Year is over. So what that requires is more than just transportation. It requires us understanding what is our customer needs, understanding their production lines, understanding their, stock of available inventory, and getting involved more into kind of strategic operations rather than just transportation. And that's what Logistics Plus is. We're not really just a transportation company. We're really, we're more of a solutions company. There are terms that are used in the industry like a 3PL and a 4PL, and we really are a kind of a total logistics management company where we get involved in helping our customers with tracking and managing their inventory, moving their freight, giving them compliance details, sometimes even marrying them up with certain manufacturers overseas that we're familiar with. So in a way, some sourcing and procurement functions.
Project Cargo Management is another specialty solution that Logistics Plus provides globally. Can you remind us what Project Cargo is, and then tell us what's new with that division of the company?
Yeah, Project Cargo, the big and ugly. It's one of the fastest growing divisions in Logistics Plus. We've made a heavy investment in a structure and in people over the last few years, and are doing more and more. And what Project Cargo is just basically anything that does not fit on a normal truck or in a normal container. And, it's everything that moves break bulk. It could be anything from a boiler to a large vehicle to an entire oil rig. And it requires a lot of knowledge. It requires a lot of attention to details. People that move Project Cargo are a true logistics engineers. People that are able to take a look at a gigantic piece and know exactly where the center of gravity is, that are able to read a specific drawing, that understand how the cranes on the vessel or cranes on at the port operate. So it's a very, very unique. It's a much smaller market, and that's something that LP has been very successful in. That's something that LP is aggressively growing in. Working with a lot of power generation. We are starting to work with companies like ABB and Siemens. We continue to do work with GE Power. We continue to Dual Locomotive work with GE Transportation, and our outlook for 2019 is also very promising and also very aggressive in terms of numbers.
Haven't you made investments in bigger warehouses?
Yes, I mean, some of the investments that we have made into specifically into Project Cargo, whether it's warehousing in Erie, you know, we've added additional resources with a lot of with world-class knowledge in Erie, and as well as Houston. And, you know, we are doing a tremendous amount of work with the Port of Norfolk and a few others. And, you know, as a company and as it relates to Project Cargo, LP is also not just a U.S. or even Erie-centric. We are a true global organization, have very strong operations in Antwerp, China, Dubai, and quite a few other locations. And there is a lot of cross-trade that is happening that does not touch the United States. One of the heavier investments we've also made in, you know, in just time spent and resources has been in Africa. You know, there is a lot of different projects that are currently happening in Africa. There are pipelines being built. It's becoming a very, the infrastructure is a major deal. Infrastructure, you know, requires a lot of large shipments. And, you know, and even to move them, you have to have a certain amount of infrastructure. So, you know, overall, you know, the outlook for the projects and for LP just in general, it's the global growth. It's not just concentrated on, you know, on specific, you know, U.S. or one or two other markets. It's, you know, we truly are a global company and trying to grow in pretty much all regions of the world.
Warehousing and fulfillment is also a growing segment for Logistics Plus, isn't it? And on top of that, is there anything new to report in that area?
We continue to be very active in fulfillment. We have fulfillment operations in most of our warehouses in the United States and are currently branching it out worldwide. You know, as you know, fulfillment is growing just with Amazon and online shopping and with online ordering. It's been on a crazy growth spur, and we feel like it will continue. We have added and developed additional technology solutions. As you know, over the last few years, LP has become sort of an IT company as well, where we've developed a lot of kind of world-class tools that allow you not just to trace and track, you know, specific shipments or specific SKUs, but also that have built-in business intelligence that allows us to, you know, see the market trends and tell the customers any type of intelligence that they want to see, where we are able not to just analyze our own data, but also their data or any other source of data, combine it all and come up with a, you know, with business cases for them. So just with a lot of the IT tools and kind of acquiring some additional knowledge in fulfillment, that's one area that is very high for, you know, on the growth spurt for LP, in order to, you know, as we feel it's going to continue to increase dramatically.
I would imagine that there is a pretty big increase expected, right?
Yes, and because of the, you know, our view of how fast fulfillment is developing and growing, rather than just developing it all in-house, we've made an investment and purchased a company called Lynx Fulfillment, which was headquartered out of Olean, New York. And that has allowed us to really, you know, absorb a tremendous amount of knowledge. And with their knowledge and LP's, you know, available resources, we were able to kind of, you know, be a lot more aggressive with expanding into all of our warehouse locations and expanding overseas, and kind of, you know, setting in a structure to be able to sell it more effectively. We continue to do work with Amazon. We continue to do work with quite a few other e-tailers and, you know, see this as increasing.
Yuri, when we last spoke, we talked about the important role that technology has been playing in many of the solutions Logistics Plus provides today. Is there anything new to report on that front? And are you seeing any traction with blockchain or artificial intelligence applications?
Yeah, so, you know, we continue to work and develop additional IT solutions for ourselves and for our customers. You know, Logistics Plus is a member of BETA, which is the Blockchain Initiative for Transportation. Logistics Plus continues to be an investor in a few AI startups that, kind of at this point, everybody is chasing that next logistics Uber. And, although some of them will come and some of them will come pretty soon and will be able to perform certain functions, there is, one of the pitches that we have for the next few years is that you have a lot of kind of the new technology logistics unicorns that have come out, and basically they claim that their software moves everything. And then you still have quite a few of old style freight forwarders that, print bill of ladings and pick up a phone. And what we've tried to do is we've tried to do both. And we've tried to position ourselves and market ourselves as a company with world-class technology, but also that old style logistics. So, when the technology in 20-30% is ineffective, it's when we pick up the phone and we don't take no for an answer and we do whatever it takes to, deliver something to our customers. So, our goal is to continue to, again, develop the world-class technology, but also to, continue to be that that old style, again, don't taking no for an answer.
We discussed at length some of the success stories Logistics Plus has had serving leading companies such as GE, Google, and WeWork. Are there any new interesting clients that you can discuss with us? And I heard a rumor that you were working with one of Elon Musk's companies as well, weren't you?
Yeah, we actually, we are starting a few different pilots with SpaceX, which has been very, very unique. And we are actually doing the pilot more on the technology and on the IT side by providing them the visibility and tracking rather than actually moving stuff. And what that does is that, after the pilot, that will open us another avenue into their parts business, into, potentially into Tesla's parts business basically that whole opportunity. But the founding block of this opportunity is actually technology and visibility. And, as far as other customers, we have a lot of different new customers, just to touch base, and we continue to grow a lot with Google. We are continue to grow and do more and more with GE Transportation. We've done work with GE Power. We are currently working with Siemens as well as a ABB and probably 15, 20 other, Fortune 500 companies. So, overall, just we continue an aggressive expansion in the market. And what allows LP a unique competitive advantage is that LP has quite a few different divisions, and they all function as an independent businesses, and that allows each business unit to be responsible for their own P&L, their customer base, so whether it's project cargo, whether it's fulfillment, whether it's any other divisions of LP, we are able to, it's still maintaining as kind of a small business unit footprint.
When we spoke with Jim Berlin, the founder and CEO, last month, he noted that the company has doubled in size in the past 2 years, and that growth is potentially in the pipeline. Looking into your crystal ball, how do you see these things for Logistics Plus in 2019 and the coming years?
Definitely see LP continue its aggressive growth. It's growth is a lot of fun because growth creates a lot of opportunities. It allows for people to grow. It allows us to hire new people. But at the same time, it certainly, puts a lot of stress. It's, it affects everything from your HR to your finance department. So it's a unique problem to have, and it's somewhat difficult to manage. But just the way the organization is built, the organizational structure is very flat. People are able to grow and make decisions, and that's a big reason why the company experiences this type of growth is because of people empowerment that LP has, and because of the overall goal is to service our customers and grow and create other opportunities, and that's kind of so the overall mindset of the company is geared towards growth. So and big reason why LP has been so successful is because of the culture and because of that mindset.
Are those accomplishments in the back of your mind, or is the mindset just you're on to the next goal?
Honestly, it's off to the next goal. And a lot of our growth has been without much effort even from our side, because, you know, we continue to do what we do. We continue to, you know, do a great job for our customers. We continue to provide value. We continue to do whatever it takes. And as these customers move to a different company, or as, you know, they take us with them. And a lot of LP growth has been organic, and it's been word of mouth. And it's, at the end of each year, we can always sit down and say, okay, you know, we want to grow 20-30%, but at the same time, we really don't know. And a lot of these opportunities that have fueled the last, let's say, 5 years of growth has kind of, you know, fell in our lap. But they didn't just fall in a lap. They were the results of the hard work that this company and the operational folks and everybody else are doing. And that work is recognized, and that work is what LP's calling card is. So as people from GE Transportation Plan go and, you know, start working for other companies, they call LP and say, hey, I remember you guys pulling miracles for me. Can you do this for this company and for this company? And, you know, we do everything we can to maintain that brand, to provide value, and that's been the biggest driver of LP success.
Yuri, I would imagine that now word has gotten out about you guys, that has led to more business for you guys.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, I was just recently in D.C. at a meeting with Lockheed, and, anytime you... when you have a portfolio of Google and WeWork and GE and many other companies, that certainly gives us legitimacy. And one of the things is that we've developed some world-class software. We've developed business intelligence. It is currently functioning very effectively. So rather than talking about capabilities, we simply show examples of what we are already doing, the examples of what it is achieving for customers, what is it saving them, whether it's, you know, monetary and non-monetary savings. And that's kind of, you know, that's what's also, you know, it's been a very, very effective selling tool on LP, simply because we are, you know, we have it, we use it, and we successfully use it.
Lastly, Yuri, if one of our listeners has any questions about the global solutions that Logistics Plus provides, what's the best way for them to reach you and your team for assistance?
The best way, they can contact us via our website. They can contact us via email address, pick up a phone and call 1-800 number. Someone will always answer it, and then we'll direct them to the right person. So any of those.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard Fridays at noon. Join us again next week as Dr. Ford is in the Business Spotlight.